Vayter in Shas. We're in Shavuos. Daf Yuddal. Pick up on Yud Gemul Beis. By the bottom of the page, 17 lines up. The first one in line is De'asa. Second line is Man. Okay, so we saw this machlokas. We left off the machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara is going to ask the following question: Man Tana Lo the Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana who says the following idea? V'shachta Sa'ir Chatas Shalam. Pasuk says a reference to the Sa'ir, that is the inner Sa'ir. Chatos, that he shall slaughter the he-goat chatos to the peeps. Shein ha-kohanim eschapim bo. That, what does that mean? If it says loshen, achatos v'shel la'am, it's coming to tell you that shein ha-kohanim eschapim, that the kohanim are not eschapim with it. Ovalim eschapim, what are they going to eschapim with? Paparo shel aharon. And they're going to eschapim with the par of Aaron ha-kohen. And he brought a par for his own chatos. So, Yachalo is chapin papar shalar, and you would have thought that maybe you're not going to be chapin to that of Aaron. Shari Nema, Kvar Nema, Asherlo, because the pasuk says that he brings it that is his. It sounds like that it's for him, but not for other Kohanim. Me'ata in lam kapara. This would mean that Kohanim would have any kapara. Kashu Omer, Yechaper ala Kohanim. When it says Loshan, Yechaper, but the Kohanim, Matzil and Lehem Kapar, we find that they do have a Kapar. Because the Pasuk again is, Val Kohanim and Val Kola Am Ka'al Yechaper, Bamehim Eschapim, with one of them Yechaper. Which one? Of the Sa'ir that's inside, or the bowl of Aharon? Mutav Shishchapim, Kapar Shal Aaron, Sherhutta Michlolo, Eitzel Beso, that it's better that there should be a Chupar through that of Aaron, because there's already an exception to the rule about that bowl. That in regard to the Kohen Gadol's household, right, not just Aaron, says Rashi, Dechsev v'chiper v'ado v'ad beso, v'yizchaber v'sarin asem v'fnim, shlohu t'mechlalo, but there's not an exception to that rule, etzel beso, in reference to the Kohen Gadol's household. V'im nafshach lomar, and if you want to say that it's not a good pshat, then we have another way of explaining it, Ari Omer, Pasuk says, Bis Aharon Berchuar Es Hashem, Ezomu Maginam Hu. It says, Bis Aharon Berchu Es Hashem, Bis Halevi Berchu Es Hashem, Yir Hashem Berchu Es Hashem. It says Rashi, Arehu Omer, Al-Kain, Al-Karkach, okay, Al-Kain, Amikram, Alamed, Chashem, Eschapim, Aparu, Shal, Aram, Tzenemer, Beis, Aram, Baruch, Hashem, Arei, Kol, Kohanim, Kurim, Biso, Arei, Heim, Bichlol, Avar, Biso. He's included in that household. Man, Tana, says the Gemara, who is the Tana who says such a thing? Rav Yirmiyahu, Delok, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. De'i, Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say it to Rabbi Yehuda, Yoyoyoy, Ha'omar Kohanim Yishlam Kapar, B'Sayer Mishtaleach. I wouldn't show that only the power of Aaron can atone for Kohanim, because he said that Kohanim also get a Kapar through the Sayer Mishtaleach, the one that's set to Azazel. Umani, then who is it? Rav Amar Rabbi Shimon. To Rabbi Shimon, Amar Kohanim Inlam Kapar B'Sayer Mishtaleach. They do not get a Kapar with the Sayer Mishtaleach, and therefore, if they're not going to get it, through the power of Aaron either, and they wouldn't get any kapara. So it's got to be that it is that is that they are getting for that. Abaya Amar, I feel it to Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say to Rabbi Yehuda. And Hachikama, this is what it is meaning to tells you. Me'ata ein lahem kapara betumas mikdash vikadashav. If the power of Aaron is not going to be mechaper the Kohanim, it would mean that they don't have any kapara for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Other ones would work through the Sayyid of the Azalzel, which is Kohanim and non-Kohanim. Kishuomer yechaper al Kohanim, when he says Loshen, it will be mechaper al Kohanim. And of Acholam, Matzina Shishon Kohanim, they do have kapara b'shar v'yos with other verses as well. In other words, Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. Just like we find, they have covered with other ones. Kach Yishlam Kapara. Peep, turn the page. Gedalit by Tumas Mikdash Rikadoshav. We have to have by other things. Have by Tumas Mikdash Rikadoshav as well. Pamei Mischapim. And how are the Mechupar? Mutvish Mischapu. Parosha Iron. Sherry Hutta Mechlalo. Makes sense with that of Iron because it was Hutta Mechlalo. Because of an exception to that rule, it's obeso in reference to the household of Aaron. Aschab Bechana said, Bifnim, Sharei lo hut mechlolo, it wasn't hutar from its klal. And again, Vimna Shavlom, Vimna says, no good, every Omer, Bez Aaron, Bechus Hashem, and therefore it's included in that as well. Well, my Imna Shavlom, I said to him, why do you want to say, and if you think this is no good, why would you think that the first answer is no good? Chitim, a beso ksiv, If you want to say that it says Beso, his household, in reference to the pyre of Aaron, which implies the bull is not going to be Mechaper for Kohanim outside of the Kohen Gadol's house, Kula and Kriya and Beso, all of them are called to his house. Shanara Beis Aaron, Bechus Hashem, Yir Hashem, Berchu Es Hashem. Says the Gemara, the Heilige Gemara, oh, it's supposed to learn your Holy Torah. V'hai Asher La'am L'Hachi Hu Da'asa. You're telling me that Asher La'am, that the Brisa says that the Kohanim are not atoned for through the inner chatas, or shishlu schapu bo kohanim. You're saying that's what it's coming for? Hamiboyle, we need it for something else to come. Rachmana mid'am leheve. It's coming to teach us by using this type of lashon that the inner chatas has to come from the money of the people. Mid'am leheve. It's got to be brought. The entire nation has to be buying it. So how can the price learn out of another din? That says Gemara. Who me? That's what we learn now from Eis B'nei Yisrael, and not from the Lashon of Asher La'am. Therefore, we're good. You want to say Asher Lo, that's coming to teach us that. Rashi says, Shalei Yischapu Bo Acherim, Shus Kekes Lahavi Mikra, Shalei Yischapu Bo Kohanim, Haimi Boile, look at the time, for the bride say, Mishalohu maybe, that when the Torah says that the power of Aaron, that Asher Lo, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring one that's brought from his own money. The enemy even Mishal Tzibar is bringing from Tzibar. Yachal Lo Yovi Mishal Tzibar. You think it can't bring Tzibar. Shein Tzibar Mishapim Bo. You think that it can't be brought from, that was brought from, only because it's not allowed to get Kapara through it. Al Yovi Mishal Echa of a Kohanim, but he can bring it from the money of his brothers or Kohanim. Shach of Kohanim, Mishapim Bo, they're Mishapim through it. Tam Lo Asher Lo. Even though they're also Kohanim, and you think, okay, so it's coming from their front, it's going to be good. Then, no, it's no good. Yachal Yavi V'im. So you would think that he's not allowed to bring it from, bought from the money of others. V'im Hevi Kasha. But if he did it, but the evidence is going to work. Tabal Lomashuv Asher Lo. A Kasav Shana Alav V'akev. A Pasuk repeated itself in order to show this is an akev. It's not even good. Dei Rabbanan. So we see that this is Asher Lo is already used. How could you go and use it to darshan something else? Tana Hachi Kukashele. My answer is, that this is what the Tana of the previous Brisa was asking when he says a shalom. Maishnam bida'am lo bechaper. What's special about the sotir of the chatas of the people that explains why it doesn't bring a kapara on Kohanim? The lo kachasri be mamono. You want to say it's because, right? We say it's because the Kohanim don't give any of the money towards it. Because it's written that it's of the people. But also by the case of Aaron, the Kohanim don't give towards it, and therefore they shouldn't get any kapara. And therefore, to explain why they are mechupar, therefore it says that all the Kohanim are called the house of Aaron. Therefore, the pasuk says that the power of Aaron is even a chaper for the Kohen Gadol. And his home is teaching all Kohanim are going to get kapara. Says the Gemara, Bishlam of the Rabbi Shimon. Remember, we had this machlokas that we were dealing with, that we started off with, that over whether the Kohanim get kapara through the Sayyur Lazalzel. Rabbi says they do not, and Rabbi Shimon says, they are. Rabbi says they are mechuvar by it, and Rabbi Shimon says they're not. Bishlam, Rabbi Shimon makes kansas going to Rabbi Shimon says they're not. Hanuk Siv Trey Viduyin Vidam Apar. Since they don't get any kapara through the Azazel, that's why you have two viduyin confessions that are given in viduyin vidamapar, plus the idea of the blood of the par, the bull, that it's going to give three different things. Chad can get sorry nasa bifnim. One, in referencing the kapara that's come through the sayur, the he-goat, that the blood is done inside. Chad can get sorry nasa bichutz. Chad can get sorry mishtaleach. Elder Yehuda, Kuntav Yehuda, says that the Kohanim also are mechuper through the Azazel. Trei viduyim v'dam apar. Lamali, what do I need both of them? All three. Nechad viduy v'dam masagya. Even one viduy and dam is good enough. Ech, and for the Gemara, no, echad lo v'echad lebeso. One for him, one for his house. Kaditana Rishmol, kachi midas adin oeges. The Kohen Gadol's got to do viduy of his own sins before of other Kohanim. This is how this works. Mutav yavo zakai. It's better that someone who's innocent, Zaka, comes and atones for somebody who's guilty, and not to have somebody who's guilty, who's being mechaper, another person who is guilty. Says Rashi, So the first reason of the Tavidon himself, Al Beso, then his house, Lachish has a Zaka, if you do your Mitzvah, Allah, Al Echav, Lolam Tervayu, Chad the Kaparnin. Really, it's all one Kapara, but you have to make sure that you are clean before Hajj and Allah, Shulus, Shtayim. You know what our minhag is? We said Hajjanul, let's go back quickly to Daf. Please, I'm an alpha. We start off with saying Shavuos, Shtayim, Shenar, Shavuos, or two, which are four. There, we are Yotze. Now we move on to the second parak of Shavuos. Zok the Hilig Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the second parak. We have now Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shehein Arba. Remember, we started off by saying this concept, and we have two of them that are in the Torah, and two of them that we learn out from it. The two that are written in the Torah are, we have Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, they're going to be Chayav HaKarban Olav V'Yorid. What are we talking about over here? Let's say a person became Tamei, and then they forgot that they're Tamei, and they ate from Kachim, and then they remembered. Or they forgot their tummy, and they went to the Beis HaMikdash, and then they remembered. That's one case. The other two cases. The next two cases are, no, he remembered his tummy, he just didn't know this food was kachim. I remembered his tummy, he didn't realize that he's in a place which is kadosh. So that's three and four. See, this is tummy shtayin, shehein, arba. This is Rashi, Kfar Parashi, Perek Rishon, and Mishnah, we already explained that already. Nitma viyada v'nelma minotoma v'zachas hakodesh nelma minotoma v'zachas hatoma nelma minu zeh v'zeh, or both this is tuma and that of the food you forgot about it. Alchas hakodesh v'lo yada, you didn't know. Mishalcha yada, and then you came along and you knew about it. Harizeh about olav yard. In such a case, you bring a carbon olav yard, which means it goes according to, again, first thing you do is you bring a particular type of animal that can't afford it, then it goes down to the birds, can't afford it, then it goes down to a mincha. Nitma v'yadav an elma min of a tuma. As a person became tamei, and he knew it, and afterwards the tuma, you know, he forgot about it, the v'zachar is the mikdash, but he remembered that he was in the Beis HaMikdash. He knew that the place that he was in was considered, you know, kadosh. Nelam min of mikdash v'zachar is the tuma. Or he forgot about the fact that he knows his tummy, he didn't realize that he's in the mikdash. Nelman is ever there, he forgot both of them. He entered into the temple and he didn't know that it was the Beis HaMikdash or that he was tummy, or both. Then he came out, he remembered. This is going to be a case of Ola Yorid as well. Now, what exactly is called the Tumas Mikdash? Now we can now go into the Mikdash. If you are Tameh, what is that? Says the Gemara, Echad HaNichnas La'Azara. It's someone who goes into the Azara, that's the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. HaNichnas La'Tosefes Azara, or the addition to the Azara. She'en Mosifin Al-Ir Val Azaras. We don't make an addition to the city of Yerushalayim or to that of the Azaras. Ella b'melech v'navi v'ru v'tum v'sanhedrin shal shivim b'echad, except for one of those type of situations. U'b'shtei toros u'v'shir, and you have to bring two todos and song. U'b'izin mehalchin u'shtei todos achrein, and when we're being makdish the additional part, so then the high b'izin, they march around the area, and they bring the two todos that are coming behind them. V'chol Yisrael achrein, all of Bnei Yisrael follows after them. Beep, turn the page. Yud Dalit Amud Beis. Hapnimis Ne'acheles Rechison Nisrafes. After the whole procession is done, then the inner bread is eaten and the outer one is burned. Yechoshel Anasas B'chol Eidu. Any addition to the Azara that was not done with all these type of things, Hanichas Hashem Ein Chayev Aleh. You go into a place, you're not Chayev for going into such a place. Right? If you did a Meshogig or Kurish, you're doing it on purpose. Now the Gemara talks about what happens if you were Tahor when you were in him, you became Tameh once you were in there. Nitma ba'azar, you became Tameh when you were in the Azar, Ashes v'yadashin, when you know about it. V'nelman min ha'tumah, and then after you forgot about the fact that you were Tameh. V'zachar is a mikdash, but he remembered that he was actually in the mikdash. Nelman min ha'mikdash v'zachar ha'tumah, or he forgot he's in the tumah, he's in the Azara, in the mikdash. But he remembers the fact that he's Tameh. He didn't know that he was in the Mikdash. Nelamin is over there, or both of these, Vishtachavim, while he was in a state of not knowing where he was, right? In this rest is Behelim Zeh. He bows down. Osheshah Bechrei Yishtachvaru. He stayed long enough that he could bow down. Rest is Begamar Mefar Shira. How much that Shir is. O Buz Balo Ba'aruka. Or he came out of the Mikdash by a long way. In other words, there's a short place he can come out, but he didn't go. And he's going to be chayiv, even if he started walking out immediately,
without reading. That's just Yatzal Derech Haruka, Yatzal Ketzarim, and Lutz is going to come out earlier. Chayiv. In all these cases, he's going to be Chayiv, and all of a Yorid. But let's say he goes out the short without bowing or, you know, waiting a little bit at all, then Potter, he's going to be Potter from bringing any sort of carbon. Rashi says, Heichad Delo Shtachav Velo Shal, he doesn't wait, he didn't bring Shtachav it. So, okay, now. Zui mitzvah asei shevah mikdash ein chayav and aleha. This din, this law that a person became tummy in the time based on mikdash, is a mitzvah asei shevah mikdash that they the Sanhedrin Kohen Gadol are not going to be chayav a particular chatas. Says Rashi, zui tuma sheira lo betoch hazar. Zui mitzvah asei shevah mikdash the ishkan mitzvah asei v'yishluchu min hamachane. The whole time in the nefesh, Shein Chayev Malah, you have to get sent to have an Chayev Malah based in Parah Behorah of the Lokoyim Mashiach. The first Gemara, we're going to explain what that means. Ve'ezo hi mitzvah say shebanida shechayev malah. What's the mitzvah say in reference to nida? That the Sanhedrin and the Kohen Gadol are going to be chayev to a special type of chatas that they're going to have to bring. Hey, says Rashi, I did the tani b'horiyos stuff chesam abeis ein chayev amal asei shev mikdash shev chayev amal asei shev benida katani hacha ezu yim mitzah asei shev mikdash ezu yim benida. Now it goes and explain that, right? Amazing. Once you have a statement in horiyos that there's a mitzah asei about the mikdash, the tani is going to speak over here, contrasting about that of a nida, but it's not really connected to what we're talking about here. Hayim mishamish im ta'im hatahara. If let's say. What's the case we're referencing? We're talking about the case, let's say someone's mishamish, he sleeps with a woman who's tahor, right? Ima tahora. And she says, Hainu dumya da asei shu mikdash, shir lo atuma, yishabab hehter li de knisa. It was a hehter thing when it started. So a person was with a woman who's in Ida, va'amru lo nitmesi, and she says, nitmesi, I became tamay, and she has a feeling. She says, Argosh, Rashi's ashav appears miyad, because she right? What happens to Pirish Miyad? He immediately pulls out. He's still koshi, still in a koshi state. Chayev is going to be chayev to bring a carbon. Mipnei shi'etziyaso hana lo kibiyaso. Because coming out is also pleasurable, just like going in. Whereas when the man is inside and then he pulls out, so the feeling of pulling out is also good. Rashi says, Eliyamud Belodisha, he should just stay exactly where he is without moving at all. Achiyama Saver, until he's no longer in a state of Koshi. Aviyifrosh below Koshi, Vizel Asay, Ugamar Yalfa. That's the state we're talking about over here. Okay, now we go back to our topic. We were discussing Tumas Mikdash Vikadosh. The Mishnah said that one is going to be Chayev whether he did this because he forgot the Tumah or whether because in fact he forgot about the place was Kadosh. Now Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he argues. He says, Hasheretz v'nele v'mena. The Pasuk says about a sheretz, and it was nele v'mena, he forgot about it. Rashi says, Oben of a sheretz, tamei v'nele v'mena. It was a tamei thing, and he forgot about it. Al helem sheretz chayev, inu chayev al mikdash. Which is saying, one's going to be chayev to the carbon olav yorid when he doesn't even know about the sheretz, if he's tamei or not tamei. But you're not going to be chayev about the fact of that of the mikdash. Yeah. He's not going to be chayiv of the mikdash. If you know your tummy, but you don't know the fact you're actually in the mikdash, no, you're not going to be chayiv in that case. So, b'kiv omrim, and then we met of utame, the pasuk says, and it was concealed from him, and he was tamei. And therefore, al helim tuma chayiv, ve'inu chayiv al helim mikdash, that you're chayiv on helim tuma, but when that you knew you're chayiv or not, oh, knew your tummy or not, but not on that of not knowing about the mikdash. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Another opinion says Vanellum, Vanellum, Shtepam. It says Vanellum two times. L'chayv v'al helum tumah v'al helum mikdash. L'chayv you on a helum of both of these. So we have three opinions over there. Rabbi Eliezer says that on helum sheretz you're chayv, not chayv and helum mikdash. Rabbi Kiva says on helum tumah you're chayv, you're not going to be chayv on helum mikdash. And Rabbi Yishmael says you're going to be chayv on both of them, helum tumah and al helam mikdash. Correct the hell of the Gemara. Amar of Papala by Shtaim Shein Arba. Shtaim Shein Arba? You really have two that are four? Shtaim Shein Sheish Havyan. There's actually two that are six. Yedias HaTama Tchila Vasof. Yedias HaKodesh Tchila Vasof. Yedias Mikdash Tchila Vasof. So it kind of like splits it up. to three different categories. The fact of whether I knew I was tamei, forgot, that I, or I have you this atuma that this thing was atuma, I knew and then I forgot. And then we have kodesh, yeah, that this food was what it was. And then I have, yeah, that this is a mikdash and what it was and I forgot it was. Okay, according to you, there should be really eight. Da'ika tuma the kodesh for tuma the mikdash tchil v'sof. There's tuma of the food and the tuma of the mikdash in the beginning and at the end. So how would that work out? What are the eight in these cases? It would come out where there's eight cases of I know that I'm aware of tuma before and after eating kachim. That's 1 and 2. Awareness of tuma before and after entering the Beis HaMikdash, 3 and 4. Awareness of kedusha of the food before and after eating in tuma. Awareness of the mikdash before and after entering it in tuma. So it's going to know. Halokasha. Because shem tuma achasi, the tuma thing is one in both cases. So there's six cases over here. Really, there are eight. Arbay kamaisa velo maisin le lide karban. The first four, though, which don't actually bring a person to where they're going to bring a karban, that the first awarenesses that come before eating or entering, a person who ate kachim or entered into the mikdash, the shogi, while they're tummy, even if he's initially aware of it, doesn't become chayiv a karban until he again becomes aware of it after the fact. Look at chashiv, we don't talk about those cases. But the last four cases, the bais and lady carbon is going to bring to a carbon. The chashiv there, we go and we speak it out. Therefore, it's two that are four that we talk about. Some say, Amrav papalil, I'm tamani, I have really there eight, the arba kamaisa, the list of becholot or kula, first four, which is not, you know, in things that are we found, kolot or kula. Rashi says, Aboy kamaisi dios shebetchila, list of becholot or shaochel chelev. B'shogeg, I feel lo noda lo al chaticha zu me'olam shichelev l'achachiz noda lo shechayev. You didn't know it all in the beginning, but then you know afterwards you're still going to be chayev, kachashiv. So Rabbah Kamaisa, the listnehu, which are not a factor in the Torah about your yidiyah or not yidiyah, kachashiv, we spoke about those. Arboy basrei said this, no b'chol ha'torku, the last four, which are a factor, lo kachashiv, we didn't put them. The last four awarenesses are necessary for any chatas. One never brings a chatas unless he becomes aware that he's done the vera. Since the necessity of these awarenesses is not unique to the law of carbon olive urate, therefore we don't even speak about them. If the laws of tuma you totally forgot about, ma'u, what's going to be the din? It's talking about a case where a person touched the sheretz. He knew he touched it, but he didn't know that this made him tameh. Then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash or he eats kachim. It's whether his lack of knowledge of the laws of tuma constitutes a lack of initial awareness of the situation, which means that he is not chayev the carbon olive yorit, or whether the knowledge of this, of knowing that he actually touched it, is enough that he is considered a yedi in the beginning. Hechidomer, what's the case? Ilem et delo yada isheretz tamei yitzvardei tamei. If you want to say he doesn't know whether a sheretz, which is one of the creepy crawlers, one of the things that are written in the pasuk, Rashi is going to tzaval ta'a shedom etzvardei v'savar shenem etamei. He didn't know whether a sheretz is tamei or whether a frog is tamei. Zilkari beirafu. Go to school, boy. Go learn. Right to the Shabbos Rabban, Rabbi Shere says, Korin acholid va'achvar va'tzav hilkach einzu ha'lama v'ziyesh kan yediyah b'tchila. This is called yediyah b'tchila. Le'olam diyala b'tama sheretz. Really, the thing is, he knows about the tama sheretz. He knew that he touched something which is tamei to sheretz. Ukigon dinaga b'kadasha. But we're talking about a case where he touched a piece that's the size of a dasha, the size of a lentil bean. He didn't know whether that's going to be a tamei or not. My, what's it then? Since he knows that this concept of tumah doesn't apply over here, yediyah is considered yediyah, right? Because he knows that something is talking. Rashi says yediyah tchil tchil yeshkan. Odelma, or we say kevin the gadasha lo yada imitami lo mitami. Doesn't know the particular din. Lama, it's considered lama. Teiku leaves the gemara as a question. By Rav Yirmiya ben Bavel shalal l'Eretz Yisrael. The guy is from Bavel. He goes to Eretz Yisrael. Odelma, he met a makom mikdash. The area of the mikdash, he forgets like where it is. He doesn't know where it is. Mao, what is the din in such a case? Right? This is that he knows that such a thing exists. He just doesn't know, and that you can't go in there. He says, know where it is. Ali bin Daman, who are you asking this question? Yeah, Ali bin Rabbi Akiva, the boy you did with Chila, you're talking about Rabbi Akiva, who says, you need to deal with Chila in order to bring the carbon. What's the question? Rabbi Akiva doesn't consider a person chayiv to a carbon for lack of awareness of the mikdash, right? Rabbi Akiva said in our Mishnah, the one is chayiv to the carbon only for entering the temple after he forgot he was tameh. Not after having forgot where the Beis HaMikdash is. Here, the Rabbi Yishmael says, doesn't matter. Here, the Rabbi Yishmael, the Mechayev, the Mikdash, lo ba yidiyah b'tchila. He doesn't require any sort of yidiyah b'tchila. Therefore, we don't know, the question's not even a question. But for the Gemara, lo tzricha, aliba the Rabbi, and we need according to Rabbi, the ba yidiyah b'tchila, Mechayev, ala Mikdash. He says, you need yidiyah in the beginning, and he's Mechayev on the helm of the Mikdash. Va'amar Yediyah's base, Rabbo Shema Yediyah. He says that when the kids know things, that's enough of Yediyah. My, what's going to be the din in such a case? And for the Gemara, Kevin the Yad, he can make this problem Yediyah. Do we say that since he knows that there's basically somewhere in the world, therefore it's considered Yediyah? Adama Kevin the Makom Liyodale, Halama is considered Alama. And for the Gemara, Teku. Okay, my friends, with that, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.